Make sure you have life insurance.
With a look at your superhuman news for Monday, I'm Elliot Turton. Marijuana and the brain's response to dopamine. A new study from the National Institute of Drug Abuse has found that marijuana abuse blunts the brain's reactivity to dopamine signaling. Drugs of abuse such as cocaine stimulate signaling in the brain by the neurotransmitter dopamine, a mechanism that many researchers believe underlines the drug's rewarding effects. However, such a relationship has not been demonstrated consistently for marijuana, with some studies reporting increases in dopamine signaling during intoxication and others finding no effect. To investigate marijuana's impact on the human brain, the researchers examined how the brains of 24 marijuana abusers reacted to the psychostimulant methylphenidate, a drug that evaluates extracellular dopamine to provide a surrogate for reactivity to dopamine stimulation. Using established personality tests and two types of brain imaging, the authors found that the marijuana abusers had significantly blunted behavioral, cardiovascular, and brain dopamine responses to methylphenidate compared with controlled participants. Letrozole may help women with PCOS become pregnant. The drug letrozole results in higher birth rates in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, than the current preferred infertility treatment drug, according to a nationwide study led by Penn State College of Medicine researchers. PCOS affects 5 to 10% of reproductive age women and is the most common cause of female infertility. Women affected have excess levels of the hormone androgen, have infrequent periods, develop small cysts on the ovaries, and have trouble conceiving. Clomiphene citrate, a drug that stimulates ovulation, has been the standard treatment for decades, but its success rate is only 22%, with side effects including hot flashes and mood changes. Letrozole is a class of drug that blocks estrogen production. The group of women who received letrozole had a higher rate of live births, 27.5%, than those on clomiphene, 19.1%. There's more superhuman news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called piezole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Piezole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
With the rest of your news update for Monday, I'm Elliot Turton. Review of ADHD drug approvals highlights gaps between approval processes and long-term safety assessment. Over the last 60 years, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved 20 medications for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, based on clinical trials that were not designed to study their long-term efficacy and safety or to detect rare adverse events. Researchers at Boston Children's Hospital report in PLOS-1. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 11% of children in the U.S. between the ages of 4 and 17, or about 6.4 million children, have been diagnosed with ADHD. On average, children prescribed ADHD medications take them for several years. To understand how extensively the long-term safety of common ADHD medications has been studied before going on the market, the researchers reviewed the clinical trial data included in the FDA drug approval packages for 20 drugs, reaching as far back as the original FDA approval for Ritalin in 1955. New compound treats both blindness and diabetes in animal studies. In a new study led by UC San Francisco scientists, a chemical compound designed to precisely target part of a crucial cellular quality control network provided significant protection in rats and mice against degenerative forms of blindness and diabetes. In addition to opening a promising drug development path for a wide range of diseases caused by cell loss, the new research offers a new view of the workings of the unfolded protein response, or UPR, a cellular life or death signaling network. When the cells are under stress, the UPR works to ensure that they produce properly configured proteins, but those cells not up to the task are quickly prompted by the UPR to self-destruct. First, to establish that this pathway could drive degenerative disease, and then to design and test compounds to head off the damage, says UC San Francisco's Faraz Papa, associate professor of medicine and co-senior author. It took 4 years over 100 separate experiments in various contexts, not counting replications, and involved 24 researchers working in 7 labs across 4 cities. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoForce is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to, it's a new week here at the Superhuman Nation, another week to turn back the clock on aging, increase strength, increase fitness. Of course, all the things that we talk about on this show can be achieved, and we're going to be talking about some new information with Dr. Warren Ladegus during the first hour. The idea of aging obviously is one that has lots of facets. The quality control theory of aging may be a new one. We've heard a lot of different ones. I think this one pretty much talks about a variety of different things that will add to healthy aging. Then during the second hour, we're supposed to be joined by Gary Stevens. For those of you who follow horse racing, he's one of the winningest jockeys around. He's also 50 now, I believe, and still winning races. And we're going to talk about his journey as a superhuman, but there's a chance he may not make the show. We're waiting to hear back from his agent. Something came up at the last minute, and we're sitting tight and hoping that he's going to make the show. I just want to mention something real quick. You notice on the homepage, there's a new area of the homepage, featured episode of the week. Since we've been syndicated by GCN, and there's a lot of new listeners listening to the show, we're trying to dig up older episodes that will help people come up to speed, so to speak. We're taking your suggestions. If you have a show that you heard years ago that you feel was one of the greatest shows that had the greatest impact in your journey in healthy aging, fitness, longevity, strength, conditioning, whatever it be, send us your suggestion to onair@superhumanradio.com. Today's, this week's featured episode, which originally aired back in 2009, Magnesium, the anabolic mineral with Crispin Sullivan, that was suggested by Sean Drew. So help us out. Suggest a featured episode, and we'll put it up there for everybody to listen to. Okay, Dr. Warren Ladegus was on this show back in 2010, actually. How you doing, Dr. Ladegus?
I'm doing fine.
Back then, you were on the show talking about an enzyme that may extend life up to 20%. And that was protein kinase, right?
Correct.
And your most recent paper, The Quality Control Theory of Aging, looks like you have taken a lot of these different pieces that you've discovered over time and blended them together. Am I correct on that?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Because there is no silver bullet. There's a lot of things that have to be done in order to control aging and ward off age-related disease, right?
Yes.
So let's talk about your paper. There are how many components to the quality control theory of aging, and what exactly is the quality control theory of aging?
Well, I have outlined four. That's somewhat arbitrary and really more based on my own experience and work over the last 7 to 8 years.
Right.
And so that's basically what I outlined in the editorial that I wrote. It really is focused on the concept that aging is really not a single process. It's a multifactorial process. And I wrote the article to challenge some existing paradigms, that were associated with aging. And I wanted to take a sort of a sideways look
right.
At how we age. And so I came up with this term. It's not a new term, but I'm just calling it a quality control theory of aging because it encompasses these four systems that are basically involved in quality control or regulation of systems that I've tried to document that go haywire and are unable to perform their function and allow us to age maybe a little more readily, but just as importantly, result in the development of, these chronic disease conditions that are so prevalent at older ages.
Well, and the first one rings a bell because we recently did a show, I want to say maybe 3 or 4 months ago, about, butyrate, and its effect on the endoplasmic reticulum. The endoplasmic reticulum is responsible for folding proteins that are messengers in our bodies. And there are certain conditions that cause misfolded proteins. And these misfolded proteins can be thought of as metabolic debris. They have no use, they have no purpose, and they have no place. So they kind of float around, and they actually may be part of the plaque that builds up in areas of the brain related to diseases like Parkinson's disease and so on. And we learned about the endoplasmic reticulum and how fragmented sleep, episodes of severe hypoglycemia and hyperglycemia affect the misfolding of these proteins. And the very first thing you have is inadequate protein processing.
Correct.
In a
Correct.
Distressed yeah. endoplasmic reticulum. Bang, right yeah. there in our face.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I've taken that context and tried to show how it's interrelated with these three other systems. And again, this is still a theory. We haven't proven anything particularly. It's based on scientific studies and epidemiological studies. But this protein quality is really affected by a number of things that we're exposed to, even viruses, disease, types of things. If our proteins aren't processed properly, as you said, they either, are sort of released as junk and become aggregates.
Right.
Or they're released as, they're not formed properly, and so
the message that they're supposed to be conveying for cellular repair, the intrinsic value is the message that they should be relaying for cellular repair goes unsent, and the extrinsic damage is that you end up with this metabolic debris that floats around and sticks to things because it's not being utilized the way it's supposed to be utilized, and over time, days, weeks,
months, years, this accumulates.
Correct.
And so, and so you have a push and pull effect. You have the push of cellular communications falling apart, and the pull effect. Did I say pull? The push effect and the pull effect. But bottom line is, you have two things taking place that are probably causing an unhealthy aging process. Right.
Right.
Okay.
And so, you know, part of what the message I'm trying to get across is that, you know, this is a concept that not only is part of aging, but part of aging-related diseases. One of the chemicals that has been found to enhance, you know, protein quality control.
I hate to do this to you, Dr. Latigus. I have to take a break.
Yeah,
will you hold this thought?
Absolutely.
We're going to come right back to it. So just hold this thought. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Warren Latigus about the quality control theory of aging. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, LIVONLabs.com.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Warren Ladegus. We're talking about the quality control theory of aging, and it makes sense that some of these things, if we could take better care of them, we would age better. So go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off, Dr. Ladegus, as we were going into that break.
Yes. I was talking about chemical that is, you know, that basically targets the endoplasmic reticulum and the unfolded protein response by enhancing protein quality. And
what is that chemical?
That is phenylbutyric acid.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fairly common. It's been around for a while. It's approved for human use.
Is that the cancer drug that we just did the study? We did an interview about something that ended with the word butyrate or butyric, but I think it was
butyrate.
It was a cancer drug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's been used for urea cycle disorder in humans and some pediatric brain tumors. It's called the chemical chaperone.
Uh-huh.
Enhances protein folding in the endoplasmic reticulum. We recently, one of my own studies, we looked at the effect of phenylbutyric acid in Alzheimer's disease transgenic mice. We treated these mice for about 14 months and showed that it not only decreased plaque formation but also prevented the cognitive decline associated with Alzheimer's. So we actually published that,
right,
that paper. The fact that it also interacts with a beta blocker,
mm-hmm,
called propranolol.
Yeah, very, very common beta blocker. Yeah.
Exactly. That leads credence to, this quality control theory of aging, and I'll talk about that system.
Yeah, because that's the fourth system, obviously.
Right.
The beta adrenergic receptor relationship.
Right. So the second system.
What is this? So what is histone deacetylase?
So that's a little more confusing and not quite as common. In terms of what's involved. So histones are proteins that are part of chromatin that forms a scaffold for DNA. These deacetylases basically allow the chromatin to form a tighter binding, so it actually results in gene silencing.
What is gene silencing? Are there certain? Is this a situation where we have genetic predispositions to diseases, but by silencing those genes, the disease doesn't occur?
Correct.
Wow, that was simple, huh?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean that's a very simple answer. It's actually much more complex, but basically that's it. It's been shown that there are chemicals that inhibit this deacetylase, this enzyme,
mm-hmm.
And so it prevents this tighter binding to the DNA and prevents this gene silencing, and so it allows these some of these genes, and it's fairly non-specific, that's why it's still a theory rather
right.
than a known fact. What I'm saying is that if we have an inhibitor, that prevents this binding and allows more functionality of genes that are needed to perform functional and cellular activities, the processes associated with aging will be delayed, whether it's fortuitous or not, the chemical chaperone that we just talked about, phenylbutyric acid,
also influences this.
Also, a deacetylase inhibitor.
Uh-huh.
We're covering two systems with one chemical.
Okay.
But now
people shouldn't run out and try to get this because I've heard it has some nasty side effects too.
Well, it depends on dosage and amount.
But there are actually fats in the diet that have the propensity to convert to some of these butylates and butyrics that seem to have an influence on this.
Yes.
We talked about this in the past, especially some of the medium chain triglycerides and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, butyrate is a product of milk fat.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
The demon milk fat. All right, what about because I'm looking at, we have to take a break here.
Okay.
Literally in 59 seconds. So what I think I'm going to do is I'm going to take this break early, and when we come back, I want to talk about AMPK, okay?
Okay.
And then we just have to cover beta adrenergic receptors, and then we can kind of rally all this together for people. We're talking right now with Dr. Warren Ladegus. In fact, this would be a good time to plug the journal. There is a journal coming out about anti-aging. What's the name of it, Dr. Ladegus?
It's actually already out. It's an open access journal. It's called Pathobiology of Aging and Age-Related Diseases.
Where can people find that journal?
It's online. It's an open access. They just do a search. For the title of this journal, and they'll come up with the website.
Okay, I right,
and the article that we're talking about is published in this journal.
Perfect. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk about the rest of the components of the quality control theory of aging. And we do know Gary Stevens, superhuman Gary Stevens, will be on the show at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's asking the right questions at the right time.
I don't care what side of this you're standing on, that GMO is good for us, GMO is bad for us. The truth of the matter is nobody knows the answer. Is it fair to subject this world to this experiment, which may have undeniable, unknown consequences that will be irreversible?
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever
silver dime for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's ultimate stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
She take my money.
Work it, make it, do it. Makes us all the better, faster, stronger. Work it, harder, make it better, do it faster.
Welcome back. We're talking to Dr. Warren Ladegus about the quality control theory of aging. So what is AMP is something kinase, right?
Yeah.
It's a, I know, yeah. Protein kinase is the PK, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase.
Okay.
So we just call it AMPK. But the important thing is, we don't want to get hung up in names and that kind of stuff. The important thing is that, this is a system that senses nutrient unavailability. And we call it a nutrient sensing system.
Right.
When it's activated by a deficit in nutrients, it stimulates glucose uptake and basically energy production.
So this is part of the system that we can thank for some of the benefits of intermittent fasting.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The system really is, it's designed to take care of, situation where there, is a lack of nutrients, but more importantly, when there is an excess of nutrients, the system is shut off. Diets and such that there's, a lot of overeating, a lot of overweight conditions, this system basically is shut off.
And is that part of the excessive resultant is obesity or the accumulation of fat?
Absolutely.
So are you saying that if you could keep this system turned on in the face of high nutrient intake, you may be able to repartition away from fat accumulation?
It helps.
Okay. All right.
It's not going. It's
what
not,
what influences AMPK? Does exercise influence AMPK?
Yes, but the focus of this quality control theory of aging is a drug called metformin. Metformin is probably the number one prescribed drug for type 2 diabetes. It activates, in part at least, this AMPK system.
So really, it sounds to me like the quality control theory of aging has answers that are not pharmaceutically noted, but it seems that pharmaceuticals are the go-to thing here for the butyrates for the first two and now metformin for this one. Clearly, there are other ways to stimulate AMPK. I have to believe that, what we know about intermittent fasting increases insulin sensitivity, drops blood sugar levels, stimulates autophagy to get rid of some of that metabolic debris that may be happening when misfolded proteins are starting to become aggregated in the bloodstream. I mean, we have all these good things that we can do with these natural approaches, but there's other alternatives besides metformin, aren't there? I mean, our alpha-lipoic acid, berberine, there's lots of ways to modulate blood sugar levels and insulin sensitivity.
Oh, absolutely. What I've put together here is a concept.
Right.
It's a prototype. Stimulate an interest in drug combinations.
Oh no, I know where you come. Yeah. Look, Dr. Ladegus, I think your work is fantastic, and in order for your work to be accepted by the medical orthodoxy, it has to speak to the tools that they have in their toolboxes. So I understand.
Correct.
I understand.
Yep.
But I just want people to understand that you don't have to use metformin to stimulate AMPK. You can do intermittent fasting. You can exercise more. You could use glucose disposal agents that like berberine or R-alpha-poic acid, and even to some degree, what's the one that is in red wine? I can't think of the name.
Resveratrol.
Yeah, resveratrol has been compared to metformin on a milligram-for-milligram basis and shown to outperform metformin. So, I mean, maybe that study is not taken with the same gravity that some other studies are, but it has been done. So you don't have to use these drugs, but I understand where you're going with this. In order for mainstream practitioners to grab a hold of this, they have to be able to prescribe something that's in their toolbox.
Right.
Beautiful.
Right.
I like it.
I mean, you mentioned exercise. We've been doing just recently experiments on exercise activities, and that would be a very interesting component to bring into this overall concept.
But it's hard enough to get people to take their meds. Never mind to do. I mean, I know that patient compliance is the number one complaint of most physicians today.
Yep. Yes.
And so getting someone to get off their ass, I'm sorry for the word, is a lot harder than getting somebody to take a pill. And that's a sad statement, by the way.
Yes. Yeah, I have some ideas, but that's maybe for another time.
Another show.
Yeah.
Okay, do we have anything else to talk about AMPK before we go on to the fourth one? Because I'm really interested in this fourth one.
Yes. Yeah. Well, just one last thing.
Yes, please, take your time.
Yeah. You know, people, diabetics on metformin, there have been several epidemiology studies that have shown that they actually have decreased risk for various types of cancer. Breast cancer, prostate cancer, and so, whether it's actually related to, the AMPK system or it's AMPK independent, it's not really known. But we know that metformin, when given to, for example, mice in lifespan studies,
mm-hmm.
it does, moderately increase their lifespan, and also decreases age-related diseases.
But you know what? But you know what else does? Weekly intermittent fasting. They've done studies mm-hmm. on those same mice and rats and shown that every other day fasting or periodic 16-hour fasts have the same effect.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
You know, and now this most recent study shows that fasting may be the answer for diabetics, because it shifts the landscape of insulin sensitivity in just 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
I'm just throwing these out there, not to challenge what you're saying, but to go side by side with, there's lots of ways to skin this cat. If you're diabetic and you're on metformin, that's a great thing, possibly. If you're not diabetic, you're pre-diabetic and you're not on one of these drugs yet, you don't have to go and ask your doctor to prescribe it. You can do things on your own to affect these changes as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. It just takes some motivation.
Yeah, and that's the hard part, motivating
yep.
people. And look,
yep.
it's if it was easy to motivate people, and you know why, and we have to go into a break, but I'm going to say this real quick. From an evolutionary perspective, we are programmed to conserve energy and consume calories. But that was
yes.
in the face of having to utilize energy all day long just to find food and chew it, and not having an abundance of food. So the mismatched environment has a lot to do with this. Let's do this. Let's take our last break. And when we come back, I want to talk about beta-adrenergic receptor signaling. We're talking with Dr. Warren Ladegus. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Your destination for the latest in health information. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be joined by one of the winningest jockeys, Gary Stevens. He's made a comeback that is worthy of discussion. He is a true superhuman. You're not going to want to miss this interview. Right now, we're talking with Dr. Warren Ladegus about the quality control theory of aging. And the fourth component of this has to do with the beta adrenergic receptor signaling environment. Talk about it.
Well, I first got interested in this when we were studying protein kinase A, and as you mentioned earlier, you know, we published an article showing that you know, mice that were deficient in this kinase actually were healthier and lived longer. You know, the main component here is that beta adrenergic receptors are actually receptors for stress, and it's this, you know, this fight or flight system that is responsive here, and you know, it's, so we're talking about either emotional stress or physiological stress, you know, these adrenergic receptors are responsible for mediating these effects. And what happens is that these, you know, as this stress continues and these mediators continue mediating these effects, there's increased inflammation. You know, these age-related diseases start kicking in. The tumor development, cardiovascular disease are all associated with these increased stress mechanisms. And so, the you know, this fourth component you know, addresses this in a pharmacological point of view by looking at antagonist to these receptors called beta blockers. And again, everybody, I think, you know, that is older is probably associated with the beta blocker. And it's basically, you know, these are used for heart-related problems, especially hypertension. And some of them have anti-anxiety effects. And so, you know, it's actually been shown that a beta blocker such as propranolol you know, not only has antihypertensive effects, but again, epidemiology studies have shown that you know, patients on propranolol have decreased in inflammatory situations. They have fewer epithelial types of cancer, and so there's an age-related benefit, you know, for you know, people that are actually you know, taking propranolol, and that's why we've tried. You know, we've integrated this into our quality control theory of aging.
Now the non-pharmaceutical approach would be meditation and mindfulness for those people out there who, you know, are thinking about this. So my mother had to take propranolol for a very, very long time. It's also mm-hmm. given to people who suffer from stage fright or
correct.
Social anxiety. It just takes the edge off. It doesn't make you tired, but you just are less responsive to adrenal hormones. You just don't, if you're taking propranolol, fight or flight is more like, think and walk instead of fight and flight, right?
Yeah.
You know, you think about it and you walk away instead of, do I have to fight or do I have to run? And,
right.
and so it just kind of takes the edge off. But this is in a society that we are immersed in stress constantly. Am I going to lose my home? Am I going to lose my job? Is there traffic on the way home? You know, the guy in front of me is pissing me off. We're freaked out and we're angry and we're stressed and we're tied up like a knot most times. The opposite effect of this is to meditate, is to find a place where you can relieve all of your stress. And for those of you who've never done this, when you first meditate, it's scary because you think, geez, something's wrong with me. All of a sudden, that constant whir that is tracing through your body just goes away. And reality is that the body becomes less and less responsive to these adrenal hormones. We've seen this in people who have developed cardiac arrhythmias. They tend to be very, very easily stressed out people. And mm-hmm. the body becomes saturated with these hormones that stimulate, let's say, for lack of better terms, catecholamine
right, right.
type. The body goes haywire.
Yeah, yeah. It's just an inflammatory situation, low-grade inflammation. And it's nonspecific and it attacks a lot of different types of organs and tissues.
Yes.
well, you know, the same thing could be said for exercise.
Bingo.
You know, we've shown in some of our recent experiments in mice that you know, there is a significant decrease in anxiety in mice that are constantly exercising, and so you know, as we already said, the, you know, the components of this quality control theory of aging are pharmaceutical you know, driven. But they certainly can be replaced, or maybe in addition. You know, so there's a lot of research that still needs to be done.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, you know, when at least my experience going to the funding agencies, they don't seem to be too excited about funding this type of research.
Even if it's pharmaceutically driven.
It has to be a new drug. They're not necessarily interested in drugs that have already been developed.
Think about this. Isn't that sad?
This is why
we need more public funding of science. But this is something that you probably will never see, although we should. You know, I know there's a lot of people in this audience, including myself, that are interested in some of these results. And I would donate a few shekels. And if you put, a couple thousand people to get together, putting together a few shekels, you'd have enough money to do a study. And the results would be meaningful because it would not be driven by funding that is corrupted or co-opted by, well, we want you to do this here, this drug here. We don't care about those drugs over there.
Yeah. Well, there is now this crowdfunding concept.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but crowdfunding is great if you got a new widget that'll take your email and bring it to your iPhone and then to your wristwatch. But this kind of stuff, this crowdfunding is good for people who like immediate gratification or semi-immediate gratification. Oh, in a couple weeks I'm going to get this widget. Not in 3 years from now we'll have the results of this study.
Exactly.
And that's the sad part.
Yeah.
People are very, very myopic. Right. Okay, so what studies are you working on now as a result of this? Are you working on anything that we can attribute to taking this information and using it meaningfully to actually promote healthy aging?
Well, the most recent studies that we've done have been exercise based, and so, you know, as we've mentioned and you've mentioned, you know we're not focusing on caloric restriction, but we're focusing on exercise, and you know, we know that exercise can replace maybe one, two, maybe all of these drugs, and you know, we've focused more on various types of cancer, and these have been studies in mice where we've shown that you know, increasing the intensity of exercise increases the anti-cancer activity. And mechanistically, you know, we, you know, are looking at, you know, the various targets that are involved, but they do appear to be some of these same targets that we're talking about in this
right.
quality control theory of aging.
You know, intense exercise, and I'm just going to, we don't have a lot of time to get into this, but intense exercise seems to mitigate a lot of the problems that we have today with diseases of modernity. There's a handful of good studies that show that applying an aortic clamp to a rat and causing hypertrophy and myopathy of the heart is completely reversed when the little bastards have to swim for their lives for 6 or 7 weeks. You know, 2 or 3 hours a day of intense exercise turns mm-hmm. pathological changes in the heart back to physiological changes in the heart.
Absolutely.
Yes. Exercise is amazing. And this is what frustrates the bejeebers out of me. You know, we can't get funding. We can't get doctors. We can't get the medical orthodoxy. We can't get this government. We can't get anyone to take this seriously. They look at those of us who exercise intensely as narcissistic or, you know, muscle bound or idiots or meatheads or lunks and so on and so forth, when we are literally standing on the secret to healthy long aging.
Well, I've had 5 grants that have been turned down that, you know, have involved, you know, investigating the mechanisms related to the positive benefits of exercise. And aging, and you know, I'm a bit frustrated because you know, I'm running out of money, and I, you know, I won't be able to study this anymore. And so, you know, I agree with you. It's very frustrating. I'm not sure where this is headed because I'm an avid exercise person, and I think it's great, not only for peace of mind, but for you know, biological effects, and so I, you know, in some respects, you know, I've been trying to focus my studies to something that I'm personally interested in. And you know, it dovetails right into this quality control theory of aging. And, you know, I should add that, you know, the editorial I wrote is really, I took that from a grant that I submitted to NIH
right.
Several years ago that got basically turned down. You know, so, you know, I wanted to, continue. You know, I wanted to try to get this thought out there, and that's the reason I wrote the editorial.
Yeah, it's sad. I'm going to email you. I have an idea I want to bounce off of you.
Okay.
Okay. About funding. Okay.
Great.
So I'm gonna email you after the show. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. It's been too long. Last time was 4 years ago. We need to have you on more often because you're singing the songs that we have in our hymn book here on Super Human Radio. So we will definitely have you back on soon. Okay.
Carl, say hello to Gary for me. Gary Stevens is my wife's cousin.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, I know him very well. And say hi to him for me.
Okay, so what's your wife's maiden name?
Stevens.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah.
I will tell him that on the when I call him here in a little while. He's out in California right now, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Yeah.
He's a great guy. Great example of a superhuman.
We've known him since he's a little kid. So.
Okay, listen, thanks so much, Warren. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Carl.
Okay. All right, so stay tuned. This is a family show today when we have Gary Stevens on at the top of the hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy, but as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in cancer. CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
With a look at your superhuman news for Monday, I'm Elliot Turton. Marijuana and the brain's response to dopamine. A new study from the National Institute of Drug Abuse has found that marijuana abuse blunts the brain's reactivity to dopamine signaling. Drugs of abuse such as cocaine stimulate signaling in the brain by the neurotransmitter dopamine, a mechanism that many researchers believe underlines the drug's rewarding effects. However, such a relationship has not been demonstrated consistently for marijuana, with some studies reporting increases in dopamine signaling during intoxication and others finding no effect. To investigate marijuana's impact on the human brain, the researchers examined how the brains of 24 marijuana abusers reacted to the psychostimulant methylphenidate, a drug that evaluates extracellular dopamine to provide a surrogate for reactivity to dopamine stimulation. Using established personality tests and two types of brain imaging, the authors found that the marijuana abusers had significantly blunted behavioral, cardiovascular, and brain dopamine responses to methylphenidate compared with controlled participants. Letrozole may help women with PCOS become pregnant. The drug letrozole results in higher birth rates in women with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, than the current preferred infertility treatment drug, according to a nationwide study led by Penn State College of Medicine researchers. PCOS affects 5 to 10% of reproductive age women and is the most common cause of female infertility. Women affected have excess levels of the hormone androgen, have infrequent periods, develop small cysts on the ovaries, and have trouble conceiving. Clomiphene citrate, a drug that stimulates ovulation, has been the standard treatment for decades, but its success rate is only 22%, with side effects including hot flashes and mood changes. Letrozole is a class of drug that blocks estrogen production. The group of women who received letrozole had a higher rate of live births, 27.5%, than those on clomiphene, 19.1%. There's more superhuman news coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
With the rest of your news update for Monday, I'm Elliot Turton. Review of ADHD drug approvals highlights gaps between approval processes and long-term safety assessment. Over the last 60 years, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved 20 medications for attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, based on clinical trials that were not designed to study their long-term efficacy and safety or to detect rare adverse events. Researchers at Boston Children's Hospital report in PLOS-1. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, 11% of children in the U.S. between the ages of 4 and 17, or about 6.4 million children, have been diagnosed with ADHD. On average, children prescribed ADHD medications take them for several years. To understand how extensively the long-term safety of common ADHD medications has been studied before going on the market, the researchers reviewed the clinical trial data included in the FDA drug approval packages for 20 drugs, reaching as far back as the original FDA approval for Ritalin in 1955. New compound treats both blindness and diabetes in animal studies. In a new study led by UC San Francisco scientists, a chemical compound designed to precisely target part of a crucial cellular quality control network provided significant protection in rats and mice against degenerative forms of blindness and diabetes. In addition to opening a promising drug development path for a wide range of diseases caused by cell loss, the new research offers a new view of the workings of the unfolded protein response, or UPR, a cellular life or death signaling network. When the cells are under stress, the UPR works to ensure that they produce properly configured proteins. But those cells not up to the task are quickly prompted by the UPR to self-destruct. First, to establish that this pathway could drive degenerative disease, and then to design and test compounds to head off the damage, says UC San Francisco's Faraz Papa, associate professor of medicine and co-senior author. It took 4 years over 100 separate experiments in various contexts, not counting replications, and involved 24 researchers working in 7 labs across 4 cities. For the Superhuman Radio Network, I'm Elliot Turton.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
All right, welcome back. I'm very excited to say that we have Gary Stevens on the line. He may have to jump off the phone quickly because he's expecting a very, very important phone call. How are you doing, Gary?
I'm doing fine. Doing fine. Thanks for having me
on. And I've wanted to have you on for a long, long time. Sean Madeir from GLC set this up, and I want to thank him for doing this. Those of you who follow Thoroughbred horse racing know Gary Stevens from his over 5,000 worldwide wins in his career. Also, if you've seen the movie Seabiscuit, you may have seen him in that movie as well. That must have been fun acting in a movie, huh?
Yeah, I had a good time doing it. I'd never done it before, and it opened up a whole new world for me and actually introduced me to my wife, which was working on the film, and she was the first girl I met, first day on the set, and here we are, you know, about 14 years later, just looking forward to our 10th wedding anniversary, and we have a we have a five-year-old daughter together, and so it opened up a lot of new doors for me.
That's exciting. Very, very exciting. And you know what? Your career had some bumps in the road, but you came back several times. Now, I know you are anticipating knee replacement surgery now, but over the years, you have really kind of retired and then come back, and you've done some things that people said you couldn't do. You were still riding when you were 50 years old, right?
Yeah, exactly. After a 7-year retirement, the knee problems started back in 1985. I had a horrific fall in a training accident in October of 1985 and had a major reconstruction of the knee. And from then on, it was problematic and moved forward in a number of years and 11 more arthroscopic surgeries on my right knee, removing torn meniscus and whatnot, and a lot of injections, of cortisone injections. And right. I'll never forget the first time that Dr. Robert Kerlin was going into my knee, and he looked at me a syringe in hand, and he said, do you have any idea what your knee is going to look like when you're 35 years old? And I think I was about 24 at the time, and I said, I don't care, doc, just do it. And jumped a page up to 51 years old now in the year 2014, and my knee is ugly. In 1999, the end of the season in 1999, I announced the retirement, and it was extremely disappointed. I was looking for anything I could to help my knee.
Right.
And a lot of well-wishers. I had a number of products on my desk of supplements and different things, and one thing I noticed were all of them seemed to have glucosamine and chondroitin in them. And one day I'm sitting there, this is about 2 months into my retirement, and now skip ahead to the year 2000, and I looked at all these products, and there was one specific one called GLC that had the highest doses of glucosamine and chondroitin and some other additives in it, and I looked at it, and I began to take this product, and about 6 months into the retirement, and after taking the product for about 4 months, my knees were feeling great, and I said, well, is this because I've had the time off, or is it this product,
right,
so on and so forth, and I started working out and training for a comeback, and there was a number, an 800 number on the canister of the GLC, and I called up, and a guy named Sean Medeiros picked up the phone, and I said, this is Gary Stevens, and I just want to let you know that I've been taking your product, and I'm going to make a comeback here in about a month. And that's where my relationship started with Sean and continued on and had great success with my comeback.
In fact, your success with this product was so profound that in the, I want to say in the Preakness and one of the Derby events, or maybe it was I'm trying to think what other event, you actually had the Actistatin name on the side of your pants, right?
Yeah, that's right. Moving ahead to 2005, November of 2005, I retired once again and got in the announcer's booth with NBC Sports and along with Horse Racing TV. And, I was off for 7 years, and Sean upgraded to the GLC product to what is now called Actistatin. And I started on the Actistatin and got this wild bug last year, actually in 2012, to make a return, and got fit again and came back in December or January of last year, of 2013. And a couple months later, won the Preakness Stakes on Oxbow, and went on and won
the Breeders' Cup,
a number of graded stakes races. Won the Breeders' Cup Ladies Classic along with the Breeders' Cup Classic on Mucho Macho Man. So it was one of my most productive years that I had ever had after 7 years of retirement.
You know, because my audience knows, because I've over the 9 years I've talked about and reflected on my years on the backstretch. I worked at Aqueduct Belmont in Saratoga when I was a kid in high school. And a lot of people don't realize how much of an athlete a jockey is because they see him on the back of a horse. They don't realize that a jockey literally pushes a horse to limits that the horse could not run on its own because of his strength. I don't think a lot of people appreciate how athletic guys like you are. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a number of friends that are professional athletes, professional football players, baseball players, whatnot, and I've had them over to my house, and all athletes, I think, have something in common, and that's their drive to be successful, and along with that success comes a lot of hard work behind the scenes that people don't realize how hard all athletes work. I don't care what their sport is, but there are a lot of different factors that go into being a jockey. It's not just strength, it's finesse with certain horses, because we are working with an equine athlete, and they all have different temperaments the same as we human beings do, and we've got to adapt to what their personalities are and sort of go into their mind and just communicate with them and get along with them. And,
right.
You know, I had these guys over to the house, and I have a mechanical horse, and we sat around, you guys need to sit on a horse and blah, blah, blah. And I said, climb on that thing. I'll bet you $5,000 that you can't last for 45 seconds on that thing doing what I do. And they climb on, and they're huffing and puffing, and their legs give out. And it's just, you're using different parts of the body, and there's a respect between us. I know what they've got to do to accomplish success, and they become fans of thoroughbred horse racing and of jockeys, for that matter.
Well, and there's another aspect of this, and I don't know if they still do this. I've been off the backstretch. I mean, I'm 56 now, and I was on the backstretch from the time I was 14 till the time I was 18. And the jockeys used to have to make weight, and they would sit in that hot box with their head sticking out and sweat all their weight out and then get on and perform. I don't think many athletes are asked to deplete their bodies of that amount of fluid and then demand their muscles to work.
Well, and you said used to. It's not used to. It's kind of...
they still do it?
Know. Yeah, the weights have not changed since the turn of the last century. I'm talking about the late 1800s. I mean, I had to lose a lot of weight to come back and start my career back up. I'd gone up to 135 pounds, and I weigh about 115 pounds right now. And the weights are still the same as when I started riding. And the human body, I mean, we're bigger. The food is different. The nutrition is different from the time that a child is born now, and we're growing them bigger than we used to. And,
right.
And the weights have not changed here in the United States, and it's one thing that the Jockeys Guild that we've fought for years to try and increase the scale of weights, and it hasn't been done. But I was in New York and New Jersey 2 weeks ago, and riding there, and you know, the weights that I had to carry in the races there was extremely low, and I had to pull a lot of weight, and I was flying back to Los Angeles on Monday morning a week ago today, and my knee was killing me, and I have degenerative arthritis in it. And I went in as soon as I landed in Los Angeles and went in, saw my doctor, and had a synvisc injection, and I had a reaction to it, and got a ton of fluid in my knee. I had 60 cc's drained off of it on Wednesday, and another 50 cc's drained off on Thursday. And my surgeon looked at it, and he took new x-rays of my knee, and he said, you rode on this thing last week. And I said, yeah, and I'm supposed to ride in Chicago on Saturday. And he said, that's not going to happen. And I said, what about next Thursday? It's the opening of Del Mar. And he said, you're done, kid. And I'm no kid, but he said, you're done. And he said, I'm not going into this thing again. He said, you need a knee replacement. So that's where we're moving forward right now. And I'm actually hoping for a return in December, if possible. And
oh,
if not,
Gary, if anybody can do it, if you want to do it, if anybody can do it, you'll do it. I already know that just watching your career. We have to take a break. And if you have to take that call during the break and I come back and you're not there, is it okay if I try to call you back after you talk to the doctor?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's take this commercial break, and hopefully we'll be right back with Gary Stevens. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers. But the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased
increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics. Without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Gary, you still with us?
Still here.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Okay. All right, so I got a question for you. Is it your left knee that's giving you the problem?
No, it's my right knee.
Now, did you ride AC Ducey? Did you ride with one stirrup higher than the other?
Yeah, I used to. And when I made my comeback, I had to make some adjustments in my riding style because my knee does not bend as far as it used
right.
to. I have limitations with it. So I actually went from riding about 3 inches difference AC Ducey to, meaning my right stirrup was always higher than my left, to riding basically equal
right.
the last year and a half.
Do you think that offset stirrup approach contributed to the one knee degrading like that?
No, it was caused, the original injury was caused from, you know, severe trauma to it, and, mm-hmm. and it just never really healed up after that. After the accident clear back in 1985, it was a continual battle with it, and you know, once I developed the degenerative arthritis in it, that was just a downhill spiral. And you know, I give all credit to GLC for giving me the opportunity to come back. Without that, I never would have been able to make the two comebacks that I did. And yes, that old saying, time heals all, the time off definitely helped, but the product was the reason that I believe I was able to make these comebacks and last as long as I did. And it's just continued the spiral downhill, you know, and the injections along with it were not a help. So anybody listening out there, I mean, if you have the choice not to have cortisone or any type of steroid, sometimes there's no choice once you hit a certain place, but it does continue to cause damage, the injection. So if you can stay away from it, stay away from it, man.
Absolutely.
Anybody young out there listening?
You know, jockeys do a lot of training on horses, but they also do a lot in the gym as well. Do you still train a lot in the gym?
Yeah, I have to. I do a lot of walking, believe it or not, up in the hills of the San Gabriel Mountains. Going uphill is a lot easier on me than coming downhill.
Right.
Anybody with knee problems, I think, realizes that when you're going upstairs, it's a lot easier on you than coming back down. But I wasn't able to do a lot of training on horseback in the morning. I saved myself for the afternoons, but you've got to have cardio, and your cardio's got to be good as well as the muscle. A lot of training off of the racetrack.
You know, I've been off the racetrack for quite a long time, and I still can't figure out where to find the key to the quarter pole. So
you never will.
For those of you who are wondering what the hell I'm babbling about, when you first get on the racetrack, there's certain indoctrinations that you learn. When I first worked on the racetrack, I went to work for John Tamaro's son, Mike. They had a small stable at Aqueduct. And as soon as I got on the backstretch, somebody said me to Bond 6 to look for the saddle stretcher. And then the people in Bond 6 said, no, we lent it to the guy in Bond 5. And then the guy in 5 sent it to the 4. And you end up going all over the racetrack looking for the saddle stretcher. Well, there's no such thing as the saddle stretcher. There's no such thing as a key to the quarter pole, but these are indoctrinations that everybody... Did they do that to you, too, when you first got on the track?
Well, I was around the racetrack from the age of 4 years old.
Okay.
Being the son of a trainer. So I was in on that joke well before it was played on me, and it still goes on. We had a valet. It's been about probably 15 years ago, a new valet working in the jockey's room, and Chris McCarron was out in the paddock, and the guy was this new valet was walking back into the jockey's room. They just saddled the horses, and McCarron got this look on his face, told this kid, he said, hey man, you got to run in there and get the saddle stretcher. He said, the saddle's not right. So he comes back out, he runs into the jock's room and tells somebody, he said, McCarron needs the saddle stretcher. So they gave him a boot jack, and there is a such thing as a boot jack, a wooden jack they put inside the jockey's boots so they can shine the boots up and everything. So this guy comes running out with a towel wrapped over the top of the boot jack, and he hands it to McCarron out in the paddock, and the stewards were laughing, we were all laughing, Chris looked at him and he said, this is not the right saddle stretcher. So anyway, yeah, that joke still goes on.
Isn't that amazing? It just gets passed down from hand to hand to hand. I remember when I was at Belmont Park, Pat Day had his bug, and Angelo Zaccadoulis had his book. He was his agent. And I remember Angelo made these blue shirts, powder blue shirts that said, Pat makes my day. So one day I ran into him at dinner in Louisville, and I told him the story. As you're not going to remember me, I said, but I remember you. And he said to me, do you still have any of those shirts? I said, no, I wish I did. But it's amazing, the people that you meet on the racetrack. The racetrack is an amazing place. A lot of people can't appreciate what the backstretch is like, but you make friends on the backstretch for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, some of my closest friends are grooms on the backstretch. And it's the one place you can go where there's really no...
pretense.
No difference. Yeah, no difference between a groom, a hot walker, and a jockey, or the millionaire owner when you get back there, because it's all a well-oiled machine
right.
When you're talking about a racehorse. There are so many people responsible for a horse running a great race or something going wrong. If one thing goes wrong from the morning of the race until the gates open, if somebody makes a mistake, everybody pays the price. So it's not just up to the jockey. It's not up to the trainer, but there's a lot of moving parts that are all involved with the success of a racehorse.
So if you get the knee replacement, you figured that you're going to try and make a comeback during 2015. Is that right?
Yeah, actually, we're looking at probably 6 months, and I'm in the process of talking to a lot of different surgeons right now. And my wife is, we've done a lot of research even prior to this day coming. We knew that the day was coming, and I didn't know when it was going to be, but I've sort of prepared myself for it, and we're in the process of going through a lot of different doctors right now. I mean, we all go out and test drive new cars when we buy them, and this is a life changer for me. And so I don't want to just go with one particular doctor and say, you're doing it. I want to have a good feel and have confidence and work as a team to, you know, get this thing done and have a doctor that's rooting for me. I've already had a couple of doctors say that, you know, you're crazy for doing this, and on the other hand, I've got a couple of doctors that are excited to do this from New York to Florida to here in Southern California, and I prefer to get it done here in Southern California. We have some great surgeons here.
Yeah.
And great doctors, and I wish I had it done yesterday, but that's not the case. It's going to be a process, and, you know, my feeling going into it is, you know, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, at least I'm going to have a pain-free life and be able to go out and hit the golf ball. I love to play golf, and unfortunately, when I take a good swipe at the ball, I know when I've done it because it feels like there's a hot butter knife going into my knee joint. And,
right.
And at least I'll be able to enjoy the rest of my life without a ton of pain in it. And like I said, if it works, it works. But I'm gonna bust my butt to try and accomplish it.
Well, I wanted to have you on the show selfishly because I believe that you epitomize what we talk about on this show as a superhuman. You have done amazing things in your career. You are approachable and not you have not grown that ego that some people do with that kind of success. But more importantly, You dispel the number of age and say, look, I can continue to do what I want to do. And even with this knee surgery, I predict that if anybody can make it happen, you will make it happen, Gary.
Well, I appreciate that. And, you know, with my success, there's been a lot of people in my corner that have helped me along the way, from the doctors that have supported me over the years and good caretakers, from my agent Craig O'Brien and some previous agents that I've had, and most of all the owners and trainers with this comeback. I've had to limit the number of rides that I can accept, and I've been, you know, basically given the cream of the cream over the past year and a half, and it doesn't go unappreciated. These people have been supporters of mine for a number of years, and they're still there for me right now. I'm getting a lot of phone calls, well wishes, and people rooting for me and stuff. And I'm actually excited about, you know, a new chapter in my life.
Excellent. Gary, thank you so much. I know today is a really busy morning for you. Thank you for coming on the air today.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take care. All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys, hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com for a free brochure.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The UK is known for its queen, Big Ben, and fish and chips. Well, move over. Here's the UK's strongest pro-hormone, Extreme Mass. Extreme Mass will give you a significant amount of muscle and strength. Gains of up to 10 kilograms in a four-week cycle. You'll see an increase in libido, vascularity, and aggression. Shatter your personal bests in the gym while on Extreme Mass. Save 10% off. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Extreme Mass banner and use coupon code MASS10. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Yo. Yo.
I said upside down, you're turning me. Welcome back. I had planned on keeping Gary for the entire hour, but the guy is waiting for his doctor to call him. I'm sure he's really focused on that stuff, and I didn't want to belabor the interview. He is a great athlete, and we wish him the best. And I'm going to spare you from having to listen to me talk. We have lots of great shows planned all week long. You're not going to want to miss one of them. Of course, tomorrow, the first hour will be dedicated to Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish, where he answers listeners' questions. And so many great shows this week. I am going to go ahead and sign off now. We have a short show, so use this time to go to the gym or go walk or something like that. How do you like that? All right, thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow.
Exposing the man behind the curtain.